My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It really dawned on me at one point just how rough this outside wide receiver situation is when I see Matt Collins mess up on a route on third down and then immediately the Bills are punting the ball. And do you know who's the gunner going down to try to tackle the punt returner? It's Matt Collins.
Matt Collins, yeah.
The dude they just threw the ball to on third down. With where Keon Coleman is right now as an NFL player that they are only throwing out as an outside receiver and like just being a jump ball dude, they're just kind of drawn dead from the outside receiver position right now.
Matt Harmon is a guy who knows things. Drawing dead.
That's not, that doesn't sound very encouraging.
No.
Yeah, drawing dead. Yeah, I don't want to be described as doing that.
Whoever your gunner is need not be your third down target. Seems right.
Yeah. 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 I don't want to repeat my Mac Hollins. I still can't believe it. I can believe it. It's just.
No, I think you're right. I can't believe it.
It's stunning to me that they planned to do this, and that they're actually doing it. I just can't believe it. I didn't want to believe it all summer. I've been saying all week, I'm telling you, he's going to be on the field a lot. Like, no, come on. He's going to be a gunner. They're going to replace
that part
Diggs.
Is right.
Yeah,
that part
well,
is right.
The part about him being a gunner is right.
Here is a theory. Here's a new theory for me. So, as we've said many, many times, Diggs gets traded. Samuel is signed, but still, Diggs gets traded. Davis leaves. And a lot of us, people who have called in, you and I, were kind of thinking, okay, there will be another move here. This is before the draft,
mm-hmm.
and they did draft Keon Coleman. But even with that, because he's a rookie and that's going to take time probably, there will be another move. So this is where we really don't know what anything about what Bean does. What effort was made? Brandon Ayuk, right? That was the hot one. Just different possibilities. Big free agent or a trade. What's coming? Something's got to be coming. What's coming? In the end being like by week one, nothing. It is Matt Collins and Samuel playing a small role and Coleman also playing a small role. They did it. And by that I mean they didn't do it. They didn't do the other thing. What if the thinking was, and we again, I said before, we just don't know how Bean was inclined here and how close he might have been. He might have even thought he was getting someone like this that would have satisfied us. Let's get into the season. Back burner, we've still got an idea. Maybe that was Adams. Maybe that was someone else. And instead of my read on it, which has been, look, this was their big plan, and they were going to go through this year without that obvious number one receiver. How do you double back on it so early? They are 3-2, et cetera, et cetera. Like that they wouldn't. The question in my mind was, would they take their struggles of late and have that be enough to mean, all right, new plan. Maybe going out at the deadline and getting somebody established, even a star at that position, actually is the plan. And I don't know that you can really have full control over that.
Right.
But we just don't know what the GM does.
That's right.
Yeah. And there, it might be, I don't mean to get your hopes up, but it might be the case that the plan all along was, if we're not perfect, if it doesn't really hum all the way around, we are going to make that move by whatever it is, week 8.
Yeah, I think that's perfectly reasonable. Sal and I talked about that last Wednesday, I think. Like, because, you know, how hard would it be from an appearances standpoint? We've touched on this too. Like, they make a move for Adams or even Amari Cooper or anyone else. We got to get who you're thinking of too, by the way. Let's make sure we don't run away from that for a second straight day. They might have wanted to do something. Brandon Bean might have been right in line with what a lot of us were thinking, which is, I traded Stephon Diggs. Okay, here we go. Right, here comes the other shoe. How big a shoe is it, right? Was the phrasing I used. Is it a big construction worker boot or a tiny little high heel? I don't know. But maybe prices just weren't there. San Francisco did not trade Brandon Ayuk. There even wasn't any trades early in the draft. I mean, the Bills traded once they were way down by 28 and got out of the first round eventually entirely, but there was no move up to get a receiver. There was some movement for quarterbacks, but it wasn't as busy a first round, and maybe the talent was too can't miss in the views of the people that had the picks, and therefore the prices were too high and you just couldn't do it. That all could have happened. And then, you know, you get to, it's time to start talking about the build of the team, and someone says everybody eats, and we're just living with that. But that could be just them making the best of the situation and the hand they were dealt. I'm going to risk some futures to try to replace Stephon Diggs, but I'm not giving you all that. It's too much. So we just have to live with it. So, I mean, that's, to me, entirely possible. And therefore, you know, if they find their way to a guy here, whether it's the very top of the chart or it's someone more in the middle, they'll definitely just be.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Able to say, like, you know, prices were too high in the spring, and, you know, it became time to make a move, and we did it. So they don't have to look bad necessarily, because teams say stuff all the time in the moment they're in. This is, we're happy with this. We like what we're doing. This is good for us. Oh, that guy over there is available. Yeah, we like him too. We're going to add him to our mix. Like, I don't think they have to look, foolish even. It's too strong, but there's anything wrong with them pivoting here and making a move. I mean, it's pro sports. Go make your team better.
And ultimately, that's just appearances anyway.
Right.
Really? Even if you did change your mind, you shouldn't be blamed for it. Let's go to Mark here. Hi, Mark.
Hello. Hey.
Hi. You're on the air. Go ahead, please.
I just wanted to comment on, the Bills and the wide receiver situation. Not really the wide receiver situation, but maybe you guys can just give me an opinion. I don't expect a solution out of you today, but we watched Kansas City, who's got a similar problem in that the number one wide receiver is down and out. They go into Monday night, they scheme in three quality tight ends, and they run a relatively successful passing game. We've got what I believe to be two quality tight ends. Neither one of them are Kelsey, but good tight ends. Where's Knox? And why aren't they scheming the tight ends more in considering the predicament they're in with regards to their wide receiver situation?
I think this is what...
I don't understand it.
Yeah, I think this is what should happen. Knox doesn't have to be... He's never been big targets, but what was Sunday? Were there any? And then Kincaid has to be a more impact player. The stats are showing that the Bills are not throwing the ball very much between the numbers. So there's another reason to do that, to be a little bit less predictable and more efficient on offense. So I don't want to do it because Kansas, I don't want to do anything because Kansas City did it, but you know, that's not the only way to look at it. And I think this is what should happen.
Right. If they are having trouble getting their passing game off with three receivers on the field, because they, especially if it's without Shakir and they don't have like a go-to guy there or an easy button play call or throw, then change up the personnel and, yeah, work the middle of the field and pass out of the two tight ends. And not that they never do that, but do it with a purpose. Do it like that's the plan. And maybe you can get an advantage there. You know, Kincaid has not gotten off yet, but from Sunday's game, you could blame the quarterback as equally as you want to blame Joe Brady or Dalton Kincaid for that. Like, he didn't catch every ball thrown to him, but the best chance he had to make an impact was a play where he beat his man down the field and Allen just didn't get it there. He underthrew it by just enough that a guy was able to make a play on it. They hit that. A, maybe they win the game. B, we're not going, we got to get Dalton Kincaid off down the field, because that would have been like a 50-yard touchdown. Like, that's getting him off down, and that was air yards too. It wasn't just a little dinky throw that he made people miss on or something. So you just got to get there. Like, the opportunity's got to meet execution. Like, there's a play where a dude you want to see have an impact had an opportunity to make an impact, and the dude we trust the most kind of blew it.
Johnny next. Hello, Johnny.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
You know, that Matt Harmon quote about having, you know, kind of drawn dead at the receiver position, that's so true. I mean, watching Mac Hollins try to track a ball down in the air was something I never want to see again. You know, that play in the first half there, some people might say it was maybe a little overthrown, but, you know, a decent NFL wide receiver comes up with that ball and scores a touchdown easily. You know, I kind of want to talk about a little bit about Robert Saleh and how he just got fired and kind of comparisons to Sean McDermott. Now, I know McDermott, he's taken this team to the playoffs. He's got a great winning record. And, you know, his resume speaks for itself. But they're both defensive coaches. And the Jets' defense has been top five, top 10 DVOA the last 2-3 years now. They're pretty darn good. You know, in-game, it's really got a defensive coordinator calling the plays. You got an offensive coordinator calling the plays. And I think some of the Jets fans' frustrations have come with, like, in-game management, you know, in-game adjustments, those sorts of things. Now, this season,
are we sure about that?
Yeah, I think the Jets fans' frustrations have come because their offense looks – talk about drawing dead.
I don't even notice the Jet in-game decisions because Zach Wilson has been their quarterback for 2 years.
Right, right, right. Not trying to derail you here, but I'm not sure that makes sense.
Let's hear the main point is what? McDermott should go?
No. It's the point that we have, you know, the great equalizer is the quarterback, right? So, like you said, he's had Zach Wilson at quarterback. He's had Aaron Rodgers, who's, you know, I think kind of on the downhill, and I think he's over the hill.
What's the point on McDermott, Johnny? What's the point?
It's clear. It's that McDermott can't get it done, guys.
Why did I say when I said he should go? Why did you say no? That is what you're calling to say.
I think that he can't. I don't think that he can get it done against the best teams when the situation calls.
Okay.
For it. I don't think he can get it done in the playoffs.
Okay. Got it. We don't have all day, but thanks. I mean, that's obviously where you're going. It just might have taken a lot longer. We got to speed it up. The point is, fire the coach, and you know, I wouldn't. But you're not the only person, of course.
Sure.
When is it ever like that would say that? All right. Thanks for the call, Johnny. Getting connected with the fans. Brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. 803-0550 if you want to be next. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.